Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Good morning, and welcome to the Tech Bro Wino. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother. And today I brought some new accessories for my Rumba 960. There's a time that stuff be wearing out, and the app actually comes up and says time to replace a couple of parts. So I'm going to show you really what the app, I actually cleared them up, but I'm going to show you what the app shows where it says, hey, there's some problems and all. But I brought some accessories, and these accessories are really, really essential to ensure that your Rumba is really working properly. So the main ones that you should always be actually replacing, and let's start with the debris actually extractor. You know, I'm gonna show you when I bring the 960 there, and then you're gonna have the side brushes. So the side brushes right here is when it hits the corner and it just flips around and go from there. So it flicks it out, and then the brush will roll it up into the canister of where it should be. And last but not least, you have the HEPA filter. And you know, all the things go through here and it gets that dust and it traps it from going any further. So these are good. These are the really main three that you really, really want to use in order to get these cleaned up. And it goes to this filter and keeps things clean to where it is. So these were the main ones that I actually wanted to get and take care of too for my Rumba 960. You know, I have the 690 as well, but I just wanted to do it for the 960 right now. And I went on Amazon, and it has a couple of people, but I decided to do the Nolipon Rumba replacement. They were rated pretty high, and so I was okay. I got it, and I'm going to use these. And what we'll do next is actually do the replacement. So I want to go to do the replacement with what we have here. So I'm going to bring my 960 in. Alrighty, so let's move on from there. So now we're going to start with, I got my baby right here. I call it Big Boy. It's my big boy right here. My big boy. So, you know, let's get it cleaned up a little bit. And then we're going to flip it over. And then we'll do our actual replacement parts and go from there. So I like to keep it clean because the dust gets sitting on here and it brushes up a lot of things. So, but that's what we look like. Let's flip her over. Flip him over. So it kind of reveals most of the parts. You see the side brush right here. You see the extractors right here. And then when I take the debris catcher off, you'll be able to see the HEPA filter from like that. But, you know, it's if you see the brush, look how the brush is kind of like a little loose because it's been beating it up so much. But we're going to replace them all. What I normally do as well is I clean up the wheels, and I make sure the wheels and everything are cleaned up and the dust and everything is off. So let's flip it real quick, take off the dustpan holder or whatever you want to call it, and look at these wheels, filthy. Oh my goodness. Look at that. Get our clean up. And it goes across the dirty floor like that. But I think we'll be okay. One of the things is the charger portion, you really want to keep that cleaned up as well. You want to clean that portion and ensure that those connections are as clean as possible. So when it goes back to charge, it won't be delayed and said it was not charged. So we'll do that. So let's flip it one more time. And so what you do from here is, you see this? I'm going to press down and pull out. So look at what you have. See? So open it. Look at that HIPAA filter. It looks a little filthy. Oh my God. Look at the dirt and everything that's inside it. This was previous night, so I got it scheduled for a certain time. So we're going to take that out and close this up. Put this here. Now this one we're going to throw away because we're going to actually replace it. So no need. What I normally do is I brush this off and put it back in and then keep going from there. I don't do it as often. So let's get this one replaced. So let's get back into cleanup portion. So what I did is I got this all cleaned up. If you look inside, I cleaned up, made sure all the dust and everything was out. See, this closes up and you dump that. Remember all that dust and everything you saw in there? Now we're done with that. So now let's take care of the other replacement parts. So if you see here, this is one. So look at the dust and dirt that picks up right up inside of here. These wear down. See these little ridges? These wear down a little bit. Look at all of this that's inside of there. Can you tell? You see that? But since we normally, you know, you pull that out and extract that and go from there, but we're not gonna do that. Here's the other one. Look at that. Strings and stuff on the side of there. Everything moving up from that. So we're moving these aside and we're gonna get those replaced. So as you open this up, you're gonna see a lot of dust and dirt up inside of here. So I like to clean up before I put the new one in there and make sure there's no extra dust collecting in there. See, I'll pull that out and brush that along. And see all that dirt? Oh my God, there's a lot in here. There's a lot. Wow. So let's get all of that out. So what you see here is the new one. See how it's clear and you can see the inside of that. It's very clear. So we got all the debris that's not in there that you saw from the previous one. So now look inside. We got it used enough, clean enough. It's not going to be perfect because it's a vacuum. I'm not trying to make it pristine. So you got to make sure you put the right piece in there, because if you line it up incorrectly, it's going to feel like, hey, this is the wrong piece. So you see how that fits in? So the yellow end is on the top. And then when you grab the next one, look at the end. See that? That block piece goes to the left side. And then the yellow side goes once again off to the right. And it'll slide in perfectly. But if you do it backwards, you're going to be like, something is wrong. Something is wrong. You don't want to do that. So I'm going to close it up, tighten that up. I always test my rollers in that way. Now for the side brushes. So you get to screw that out. I already loosened it up a little bit. But we're going to try to get this loose and take that off. Replace it with the new one. I don't think it's that big of a deal, but check out how the new ones is a little tighter. The brush is just a little bit tighter. So let me put the screw back in and, you know, show you that portion. But put the screw back in, tighten it up with a flathead screwdriver, and tighten it down. Just kind of it. And just flip it. Make sure it's not too tight, that it has the flexibility to spin around. So you don't want it to be too hard, because when it hits those corners, it goes from there. Now for the filter. See, this is a deal. Make sure you see where the yellow portion is. You want to make sure that's on the outside of where that silver clip is. And if you do it from there, then you should be fine. Then slide it back in. Flip that baby over. And you are complete. You are complete. Make sure it's tight. You know, I slapped it in there, make sure it's nice and tight, and you can go from that. But that's it. That's all your replacement. There you go with the Robo 960. And you should be just fine with all your replacement parts. I hope this helped out.